the life of a person with iman, the life of a believer, his life, morning till evening, and always, at all times, the most important fikr, the most important worry, eating, drinking, waking, sleeping, going out, etc. All of these occupations in life that come across us every day, these are important, but the most important concern and worry that should be inside us in our minds at all times, whether it is there or not, that's another point. But what we should have, the situation we should be in, which is related to our iman. In other words, this is related to our yaqeen. Because iman means yaqeen. Yaqeen in what? Certainty. Amantu billahi wa rasulihi. All of the things that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, Allah and His Nabi, His prophets, the kitabs and the angels and maut and death and the qabr and the grave and hashr and resurrection and qiyamah, the day of judgment. All of these things we believe in. We believe in maut, in death. That there is no predefined time to us given that this is when death will come, or that illness is definitely going to happen before, it's due to an accident that you will die. Maut, death will come for sure. And it will come when Allah Ta'ala decides, when Allah Ta'ala ordains. It can come at any time, death. What is this? This is, say it loudly, this is our yaqeen, our certainty. And yaqeen means this is our iman, because iman is yaqeen. Yes? So practically, whether we see this or not, but this is our belief, our iman. And may Allah allow this amalan practically to come into our lives, this iman. So, now the test of this iman, the definition of this iman, the basis of this iman is that what fikr should overwhelm us? Maut, death, going back to Allah. That if maut comes, what will I do? I can't live again, can I, after that? So what worry should overwhelm us that if today Allah, the bill comes, how will I pay the bill? We have this worry in the world. We should have this worry. But the worry, the concern that should be at the top of the list is that maybe before I pay the bill, I'll die. Isn't it? So the mu'min, the believer, the person who is iman, his worry that's always banging away, drumming away, the fikr that should always be at the top of the pile for us is that always I should be worried, concerned, that if maut comes, death comes to me, how will I be at that time? What position will I go to Allah? That azab and punishments that will be waiting for me, this worry should overwhelm all other concerns, because this is the basis of mind, the reflection of mind. So when this fikr and worry overwhelms a person, then when he has a worry, this concern, then he always is worried that how can I keep and maintain the link and connection with Allah? I don't want to spoil my connection with Allah. Obviously, that the link, the connection with Allah should not be spoiled, weakened. May Allah not be displeased with me and happy with me. Because if Allah is unhappy with me and I die, and if Allah is unhappy with me and I pass away from this world, if Allah is unhappy with me and I get buried into my grave, it's too late then, isn't it? Because after burial, that's it. We're into the akhirah, qabr and hisab, accounting, and life will not go back to the earth, will it? So this is the biggest concern and worry we should have at all times. But this worry and concern doesn't overwhelm us. It's not always in our minds and hearts. But this fikr should be there every second. We should be thinking about this every second. That Allah Ta'ala, with Allah, our connection should be strong, should be robust. The way Allah wants us to live our lives, we should make Allah displeased with us or unhappy with us or angry. We shouldn't. And shaitan's mission is the opposite. This point, this factor, the connection with Allah, he wants to spoil it, he wants to break it, he wants to weaken it. He seeks and puts excuses into our minds. With every human being is working, nafs and shaitan, they have two functions, objective, that we don't want this human being to create a robust connection with Allah. Keep them separate. Keep breaking the connection so that it doesn't become strong. So insan, the human being, when his connection breaks with Allah, and when he disobeys Allah, and this is a very important point, why does this happen? When does the tussle or the clash, na'uzubillah, happen between the human being and his creator Allah? He is a muttaqi, he is praying salah, he is being cautious, he does dhikr, adhkar, he prays tahajjud, and he sits in majalis, he's done bath, he's got the sheikh. But remember, there's one such point on which shaitan, he attacks and grabs that person, and then he weakens and breaks the connection with Allah. And none of us is, you can say, exempt from that trick of shaitan. And these, you can say, conditions can be created in anyone's life. A must. And nobody sitting here is free from this trick of shaitan. Because Allah Ta'ala said that that's the way I created the world. That's the way the world was created. And this is the way that we need to overcome shaitan and his trickery so we can succeed. And what is it? What point is it that spoils the connection between the human being and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and takes him off track? These are the ups and downs of life. The ups and downs of life. With speed, change comes into a person's life that he cannot control his life himself. He doesn't know. For example, I don't know that when I leave this masjid, what will happen with me? What news will I hear? All I know is that as I get home, maybe disasters may occur while I'm going home. Does anyone have any yaqeen that they cannot? But such news comes, we come out, oh, that person's passed away, somebody you know, this person. You just came out of the masjid, just a few seconds before that wasn't the case. So every few seconds or always continuously, people's circumstances, the issues facing life, they change, continuously change. And we don't know what's going to happen next. And everyone who's sitting here, I don't think that anybody is here who doesn't have an issue or worry in life. Cannot be. Because this is Allah Ta'ala's system, nizam and law. Distress or worry, definitely somebody will have some concern or worry or distress. Either he'll be worried about health or his body or home or outside or business or wealth or money or children. Somewhere or other, some function of life is of concern to the person. And this is such a part of life that when insan is busy in something, in an action, or busy with an issue in illness or with an accident, or with the problems at home, maybe ups and downs home, or maybe a child is born with defects, or somebody's baby or child dies, or some severity, hardships come into life. So when these things happen, then the person's connection with Allah is tested and it gets weak. Now if it's a person who's on the deen, then shaitan grabs him and puts wasawis into his ears. Though there's no point of you practicing Islam. You've got so much loss in the dunya. What benefit have you attained? Then his ibadat, they start to reduce or weaken, and his worries overtake his mind and his body. This is up to your child with your mother, and this and that. It's a very lengthy field. Shaitan is an expert. Maybe somebody's done tawbah recently, brother or sister, they've come to the path of deen, and suddenly a disaster comes into their life. Something that wasn't expected. Unexpected, an unusual disaster or tragedy which that person can absorb or bear. Suddenly he has thoughts of shaitan. I just did dua, I did tawbah recently, I repented, came onto the deen, started dhikr. Well, how can these severe hardships come out? Oh, for example, you should sit in dhikr, etc. And I came to dhikr for this reason, that my worries will be eliminated when I came to dhikr. Then my conditions became even harder or more severe than the waswas of shaitan. The whispering of shaitan comes. So this trickery of shaitan, these will happen, this will come. And obviously problems will come in life. Conditions will change, circumstances will change, scenarios will change. Problems will come and go, ups and downs will come and go. And this is when shaitan catches a person. As I've said before, that this style of life that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, and on this a person gets promotion in thereafter. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. This is where Allah Ta'ala gives promotion. And what does our nature say? Our nature says that I'll get up in the morning, oh, I want a smooth life, I want no worries, I want easy money, whatever I do, I should be touching gold, I should have no accident, none of my children should have an issue, I don't want to hear anything negative, I want a total smooth, beautiful life. Does anyone want this? Is anyone who says I want problems and difficulties, and there are du'as for this? But it's not possible. This is not possible. That in this dunya, this cannot occur. This cannot happen. Issues will come, difficulties will come, hunger will come, poverty will come, and always the tragedies will come, and always these will be crossing our path. But the kamal should be, the achievement should be that whatever happens, doesn't matter, but our connection with Allah should not weaken at all, ever. Ever should, it should never weaken. And this is where a person loses out. We're weak in salah. I couldn't wake up in the morning. Oh, my heart is feeling sad. I'm feeling down. I don't feel the enjoyment. You won't tell anybody. How can he? He's feeling ashamed. What would people say that I've got weak? And that taste, enjoyment, ibadah will reduce that passion because the scar has come on the heart. Or this has happened to me. This worry of the world has happened to me. These issues of the karima life, and his mind goes towards those more. So what does Allah Ta'ala want? That whatever's happening to you in and around your life, Allah says, I want to see that you persevere. You maintain our connection. Allah says, rather when such issues come into your life, then your love for me should increase. Subhanallah, says Allah. Subhanallah. And you should ask for more from me, and your love should increase. And this is the lesson for the Sufi. Don't go backwards. Don't go further from Allah. The more the difficulties come, run more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that child and mother, that should be the link between the insan and his Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the child, the baby with the mother, he's being stubborn, and the mother pushes him back, and he runs back into the lap of the mother. Isn't it? Even if somebody's calling uncle or some other uncle, he said, no, listen to me. You go back to mother and get a slap again. Say, subhanallah. This is an example I'm giving to you. Why? Because the whole dunya, the love that he will see, there'll be father, brother, mummy, and father's sister, etc., or mother's sister, but he'll go run back to the mother. Mother says, go, be gone with you, be away with you. And then he goes back to the mother and she gives a slap. And then the mother, she opens her arms and embraces the child. This will have happened with you, mashallah. You will have mothers, mashallah. So, or had mothers. And he does not get any pain from the slap of the mother. Although other people asking him. And Allah Ta'ala has love with his insan, his creation, more, many millions and millions and millions of times over. And that just like a child. For example, if he's taken away from his mother and he goes to his mum's sister, she'll love him for a while and then she'll push him back. Because this is not natural love, is it? Allah says, if you run somewhere else apart from me, coming to me, then who will give you assistance and help? Nobody. You'll come back running to me, Allah says. Allah says, I am the one who loves you, O foolish person. Subhanallah. You're running away from difficulties and problems and issues. These will come. These will come. Look at the example Allah Ta'ala has given in the Quran. Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'naka wizrak alladhi anqadha dhahrak. Allahu Akbar. Say subhanallah. In the dunya, in the world, that nobody is beloved to Allah apart from his mahbub. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is most senior. He is the authority. Who's after Allah? Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes. And what a great personality. How much Allah ta'ala must love him. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, Alam nashrah laka sadarak. What is Allah ta'ala saying? Allahu Akbar. Allah has given a beautiful announcement here. That my beloved, Alam nashrah laka sadarak. That Allahu Akbar. Have we not caused your chest, your bosom to be wide open for you? Allah gave such capacity and capability. Allah Ta'ala opened his heart. That's such a great reward that nobody else in the universe ever in the history of mankind had received this. Imagine how much Allah Ta'ala expanded his bosom, his chest, his heart. His heart was so wide and broad and expansive that in the night, the Prophet, he woke, he went in the journey to the heavens. He saw Jannah, the Hurs, Jibreel alayhi salam. He continued to ascend to Sidratul Muntaha to this extent that he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how much Allah Ta'ala expanded the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alam nashurah. That everything that came from the blessed speeches and statements of the Prophet ﷺ, we can't say, oh, I didn't know, or that what he was saying was wrong. No, we cannot be surprised. Allah said, I opened his heart, I expanded his heart, his bosom, and I didn't put any upper limit to it. It was limitless. And the Mufassirin have stated this, the commentators. So when such a great statement, the Prophet ﷺ said, I went, I ascended to the heavens, I saw the Hur, I saw Jannah, I saw the conditions, I wandered around, then there's nothing to be shocked about. Who wasn't shocked? There was one person, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he heard this, he had no surprises. What's this surprising about this? What's shocking about this? Because subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala has said, Alam nashrah laka sadarak. That if his heart is and his chest was expanded, he saw Jannah, Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala took him on the journey, he saw everything, not himself. Allah said, I allowed this to occur. Have I not caused your bosom to be wide open for you? Allah said, I made your heart open, wide, expansive. And here Allah gives the example. So Allah says, Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na anka wizrak alladhi anqada dhahrak wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Allah says, and we removed from you your burden that had almost broken your back, and we raised raised high your name. So many difficulties, so many issues, so many problems. And it was as if your back had broken. This was the burden that you had. Allahu Akbar. Yes? Alladhi anqadha dhahrak. I had so much distress. This is an example. I had so much problems. People say in the world, don't they? I had many problems. It's like my back broke. My son, he's pestered me, My back's broken. My qamar. Qamar toot ki meri. You know, people say, oh, my back's broken. I've put so much effort. And Allah's given the example about His Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I gave you so many difficulties in the world. There was no issue that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not experience. And the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said himself that the amount I was tested and challenged and the persecution that people put against us, that there cannot be that any human being, any Nabi had this before him. So if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Mahbub of Allah and he was put through issues, then how can the Ummati say that they will have no problems? They will have no problems. Say subhanAllah. How can a person say my business just runs smoothly? How can a person say that my children shouldn't be disobedient? How can he say that I won't get any illnesses? How can he say that my daughter should not be ill and my children when they're born they should have no pain? The way I want my children to be born that way. I want my daughter to be like this. I want my son to be like this. How can this be? How can this be? Look at the example Allah is giving here of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alladhi anqadha dhahrak, that Allah says, how can it be that problems will not come to a person's life? This was the reason that I wanted to recognize the people who are close to me and who are far from me. This is the different thing, the decisive factor, isn't it? When somebody is weak, he runs away. Does a U-turn, oh, let's leave him. Oh, I'm not getting any food here. Let's go somewhere else. Let's read this kalama. I've seen many people after coming to this country, what did they become? They left their deen, their religion, they adopted a different way. I know people. Just to get to this country. I know some people who did a U-turn, who turned their backs in the faces. So this could happen to you tomorrow, could happen to me tomorrow. Dunya is a place of test and challenge. So what I'm trying to say, my brothers, is that be alert, alert and awake. Doesn't matter how big the test is that comes in your life. Doesn't matter how big is the test. In any form it may come, the test, the challenge, but don't break your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't do that. Don't weaken your link. SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah. Even if a person, even if his body is put to the test, if his life is put to the test, he's got hunger, even if his job goes, children leave him, wife leaves him, but don't leave Allah. Allahu Akbar. Don't leave Allah. Allah Ta'ala has given the example. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدَرَكَ وَوَدَعْنَا أَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. What a great example. That you cannot be greater than the Prophet ﷺ, can you? Oh, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَ. So Allah says, have I not caused your bosom to be wide open for you? And removed from your burden that had almost broken your back. And we raised high your name. Allahu Akbar. We raised high your name. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَ. First Allah said about his chest, his heart, that the dhikr of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so great, is his mention, that wherever my name comes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam name will be there. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. That's how Allah Ta'ala expanded his heart and his chest. Allah gave so much encouragement to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whenever I'm mentioned, your name will be mentioned with me. That person, he goes through difficulties, hardships, he doesn't leave Allah, he doesn't complain, he doesn't criticize, he doesn't get scared, he doesn't become afraid. This is the sign of iman. The mu'min, the person, he becomes happy. Allah, you're testing me. Subhanallah. Allah, you selected me for testing me for a challenge, because he knows wa rafa'na laka dhikrak, that Allah will give such a big reward that I cannot imagine. And here Allah gives an example. And I raised high your name, O my Habib, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these aren't issues. Ups and downs come in life. Yes, but the ups and the downs come to elevate the person's rank. Any type of problem come in life. But don't leave salah, leave your dhikr, and go on to, you come onto the deen. How can this happen? Why has this happened to me? Why has this happened? I'm making complaints, etc. No, no, no. Don't cry and complain. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدَرَكَ وَوَدَعْنَا أَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهَرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah has given the cure here now. What a beautiful point. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. SubhanAllah. Allah says that the difficulties I'm giving you, the cures present within the difficulty. Allah says undoubtedly along with the hardship there is ease. Allahu Akbar. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Oh, what did my Habib do? Follow that way. That undoubtedly along with the hardship, ease will come. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah says with every difficulty, with every problem, with every issue, there is ease, there's a way out. There's usr and yusr. Usr and yusr. Then Allah says again, إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah has repeated this verse twice. Allah said it twice. Undoubtedly, along with the hardship of the disease, don't be worried, don't have any issues, don't complain that the difficulty I'm giving you, within this difficulty you'll get the solution, the ease. Allahu Akbar. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَ What is the cure? Allahu Akbar. And Allah has given the cure as well. Shall I tell you now? Allahu Akbar. Then, or shall I tell you after? Shall I tell you now? Allah, beautiful cure. Allah says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَ Can there be a cure in hardship? But Allah says, here, you have, instead of usr, you'll get yusr. And how? Allah's Nabi said, what? Allah said, first, in this surah, what? أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدَرَكَ First, Allah explained the reward. I gave the reward to my Habib, that nobody else attained. Allah Ta'ala allowed. Allah said, have I not allowed your bosom, your heart to be wide open for you? What a great reward he was given. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did he explain to us? What's the prescription? That doesn't matter how big is the difficulty, your problem that's facing you, the hardship that's facing you. What should the insan do? What should he think? What should the human being do? How should he make that difficulty go away from him? How should he overcome the difficulty? There's only one method, that your Rabb, when he created you with the difficulty, then along with that, he also created for you the ease, the luggage for ease. You haven't understood what I'm saying. You haven't understood. I'll give you an example. That if, I'll give you an example here, that you become ill, you fall ill, and we send you to the hospital. And I remember one event in my life, Allah says, you become ill and I send you to hospital. Now what would you think in hospital? Don't think about the illness. What you'd think, Allah, shukr, I'm grateful to Allah, that Allah, if I wasn't to come to the hospital, then what would happen to me? Allah, that I got a bed quickly in hospital, otherwise where would I have gone? Subhanallah, I was ill, I got to the hospital and the bed was given to me and the doctors come, everyone seen me on time, the blood was extracted and they've done the blood test. So he's not worried about the illness, he's admitted that I was going to have a heart attack, that was in my destiny. But the formulas and the steps that have been taken after this, Allah is karam and merciful, and his mercy is saving me from worse effects, subhanallah. So the hint here, Allah is saying, with every usr, yusr will come. That when a difficulty will come to you, then dhalim, foolish person, why don't you start being grateful for my ni'mas, for my rewards and treasures I give to you? If your eyes are closed, given you a mouth, and I gave you a nose, I give you assistance, I give you a body, look at the difference. Allah is saying, I've given you much more. On top of that, that if I've given you difficulty, I haven't left you on your own. You still got rewards and tools and resources, haven't you? There can be no human being that Allah has given a difficulty and he doesn't have the ni'mah of Allah at the same time. Definitely you'll have the ni'mah of Allah at the same time. Definitely. Will he have it or not? Tell me. Why? Isn't it? Because this is the system Allah has made in the dunya and the world. So the difference is that when shaitan is advising the person, then he never lets a man understand this point. He hides this point and he makes the person cry and complain over his difficulties, so that he doesn't get close to Allah, so that he doesn't get the ranks that Allah Ta'ala has given to him. But when a human being in the state of difficulty, for example, is ill, there's an event of a pious elder, Buzurg. I remember this, that suddenly I was ill, I was in hospital, and the nurse, the words of the nurse are inscribed on the heart, because the Sufi thinks in depth, and the person thinks in depth with regards to the hereafter. Until today, the nurse's phrase is memorized on my heart, and I'm very grateful I've remembered this. That encouragement was given. I was ill, down, and everything. When I went to the hospital, then that nurse said one phrase after seeing me upset. She said, thanks to Allah, thanks to God, she said, it's thanks to God that at least, that you are like this, you at least are able to come to the hospital. Now you don't need to worry. You've come to the hospital. Now we will treat you. Allahu Akbar. And suddenly all of the negative feeling and the worry evaporated. It was removed. That is nothing to worry about. Okay, you're ill. Now you're in such a place where you won't be treated. You've come to the hospital now. Everything up, we'll take your tests and we'll see you. We'll look after you. Subhanallah. So how much encouragement is attained then? And this is the encouragement of a nurse. May Allah Ta'ala has given us encouragement that after usr, there's yusr. What are you worried about? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Why are you worried? Oh foolish person, why are you worried from difficulty, from loss? You leave Allah straight away. and your concern and your focus turns to someone else. Allah has done this to me. Was it me who left to do this? Why did this happen to my life? Did this have to happen to me? Etc. So shaitan is making this client shaitan. But Allah is Rahman is saying, don't listen to shaitan. Come to me. I'll give you the cure. Subhanallah. Look, if you don't have this, then at least you have this. If you don't have X, you've got Y. If you haven't got A, you've got B. Millions and millions of things Allah will show you that you've got this at least if you haven't got something else that you wanted. For example, there was a pious elder, and he was a very high level, high rank from India, Waliyullah, and he had vision, farash, and he was ill. He had, for quite some days, someone said, Assalamu alaikum, Hazrat, how are you? And he said, Alhamdulillah, I'm lying down, I feel sleepy, and food I'm digesting, and drink, etc., water I can drink, and I get up and I can walk, and my hands and feet, they're moving. First he gave the whole list of Allah's praise and all of the ni'mas of Allah, and in the end he said, but I've got a bit of a flu, a fever, temperature for a few days, but Allah Ta'ala will remove that. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So the ni'mas of Allah had overwhelmed that person, not the difficulties. When the person had the ni'mas of Allah, when they overwhelmed him, then he, mashallah, he said, oh, I went for a few days hospital, I've come out, now I'm healthy, and alhamdulillah in my life, that time, that night in the hospital when I went, I was severely ill, but that's when I got the extreme encouragement from a person. So much enjoyment I got in that illness, I cannot explain to you. It was as if Allah Ta'ala had taken everything from me and said, look, I am looking after you, and Allah Ta'ala wanted to elevate the rank, and this is Allah's promise, that when I put the burden on anyone, then I remove the burden. Allah Ta'ala says, Alam nashrah laka sadarak, subhanallah. And Allah said that due to that, I elevated your status, that I put your name next to mine. Allahu Akbar. Allah said, I've done this, O my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So brothers, crying, complaining in our life, all of this, shaitan makes a person complain, criticize, so that our connection with Allah breaks or is weakened. Two things Allah Ta'ala has explained to us. What should we do? Allah Ta'ala's ni'mas, Allah's ni'mas, we should start to look to around us and look at Allah's ni'mas. And the final thing, what should we do? فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Allahu Akbar. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Allah says that when you're free, do toil hard in worship, and rather than speak nonsense, وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And turn towards your Lord, turn with eagerness. The person who's not praying salah, make your children pray salah. If something's happened in your home, that you go crying and difficulties have come, and Allah says, I've presented an issue to you, rather than crying and complaining, improve your home, rectify your children, and put the prayer mats out, improve yourself, your children, family, come back to me, turn to me, run to me. Two actions you need to do, Allah Ta'ala says. Two actions. That take my ni'mas, collect them all in front of you, rather than keep on thinking about the difficulty you've got. Listen, look at the difficulties. You forgot me, so come back towards me and start remembering me. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful formula, my friends. So can you feel with difficulties in your life now? Yes. Mawlana Sahib, have you understood this? Yeah, are we ready? Can any problem affect us? No. We'll see further in life. The difficulties, problems, worries, they shouldn't overwhelm a person. Only that person will be overwhelmed who doesn't have yaqeen Allah, who doesn't believe in what Allah Ta'ala says or advises. He will be afraid. So my brothers, these are two unique things. We should remember Allah's ahsan, Allah's favors, the things Allah's given. What's happened to me? This happened, that happened, I've lost this. Totally, shaitan is dragging that person into hellfire. Totally. Look on the other side. That, oh, look at the other good things in my life. That this has come to me. This name of Allah has come. This reward of Allah has come to my life. Allah's fadl on me. Allah's blessings on me. Allah's mercy on me. I wasn't worthy. I wasn't capable. And then your heart will get sakina and peace and contentment. And to make your heart stronger, do the dhikr of Allah and remember Allah more. Regularly people ask this question, especially the women folk, that dhikr, that what is it, what's the reason we do dhikr? It's not recorded anywhere or taught anywhere that if you start doing dhikr, the doors of the heavens will open for you and you'll become a wali Allah and a kutab, and dhikr Allah will give you enjoyment in your heart and you get the good feeling of rejoicing, etc. No, this is not the reason we do dhikr of Allah, for some physical experience. The objective of dhikr is not this. Dhikr of Allah is what? Is to remember. What is dhikr? To remember. Allah says, you forgot me, now remember me. That's it. That's all you need to do. You had forgotten me, remember me now. And we are sitting here because we want to remember Allah. We've forgotten Allah. And if we take the tasbih and, for example, I want to remember Allah for 1 hour, then I'm not going to see, am I enjoying myself or not enjoying myself, etc. If we go on enjoyment, then we are fulfilling our nafs desires, then I'm not remembering Allah, that I'm doing this for the nafs or my desires, then I'm committing sins, the insan's committing sins. So, a dhikr of Allah should make a person focused and on the right path. For example, that you love your father, don't you? Or you don't love him. So when you write to him on the phone, in your heart you will feel that should I feel enjoyment, etc. But no, it's because of my love I'm ringing you. You've gone on Hajj or Umrah. First thing you'll do is what? Say loudly. Who will you phone? Yes, maybe you got more love for your wife, so you'll love your wife first and remember her more. So you'll ring your wife, I'm fine, okay, there's no problem. Then at that time, when it comes into your mind, that am I getting the enjoyment, the taste? And that's the reason that you should have the intention that I am remember that person should remember me, say subhanAllah. So the dhakir, his emotion should be what? That there's nothing else. That I've forgotten Allah, I'm just phoning Allah, I'm telephoning Allah. When I telephone Allah, then definitely the answer will come. The call will be acknowledged, received. So Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِ يَذْكُرْكُمْ. Phone me and I'll also give you the reply. Allah says, I'll also call you. So where's the taste come from? Where's the enjoyment come from? Here, where's the piety come from? Or becoming a wali Allah. This is a thing that we should be extremely grateful about, that we've gone in Saudi Arabia and you've got nowhere to phone and you're wandering around and your heart feels that I want to phone my wife. And she must be upset. I've not called her yet nor contacted her yet. What do you think? 2 days have passed and I haven't found a phone box and I haven't found a telephone exchange. How will you feel at that time? You will be upset, won't you? That my wife, my family is waiting for me to ring. That if I get an opportunity, I need to ring my wife. Subhanallah. Then if Allah, those are people who want Allah's nearness, then what a great name of Allah. Allah's great karam mercy. That we, soon as we bow our heads, next we start to remember Allah. We don't need to wait. At that time when we do dhikr, we should think Allah, just so that person thinks that I came and saw a telephone booth, how happy he'll be. I didn't need to go anywhere, I changed, I put the change in, hello, how are you, fine, you okay? And he speaks with enjoyment. But the person who loves Allah, those who love Allah, when they sit in the dhikr of Allah and they close their eyes, then extremely happy they are that subhanAllah, with such ease, Allah has given the opportunity to remember him, subhanAllah. And you don't need to go anywhere. You had no difficulty, no problem. Alhamdulillah, how quickly my connection with Allah has been strengthened. And such a connection and link. I found Allah and Allah responded straight away. Are you okay? Tu theek hai na? Is everything okay with you? Subhanallah. You don't have any problem, do you? Shall I send an angel for your help? Allahu Akbar. Where are you lacking anything in your life? Okay, have sabr. Sabr, Allah says, be patient. This is it. What else is remembering Allah? This is remembering Allah. You understand what I'm saying, brothers? The answer? So from today, never think that I don't feel like practicing, I'm not enjoying, and I've not got the emotions, the right positive emotions, I should have felt like this and thought like this. This is not happening at the time of dhikr. All of this is rubbish and nonsense. That means you don't have love for Allah. You totally don't have love for Allah at all. That you're looking for excuses that Allah Ta'ala should favor you. That when a person loves somebody else, you break your back to run. You say, I've got a phone, it's been 3 days. He goes, hey, the phone's in front of you. How you'll run towards the telephone booth, isn't it? Along with, won't you run? Run, Allah, I'm so grateful to you. Quickly, quickly. And you'll run into the telephone booth. Oh, please forgive me. I can't speak with you. I couldn't ring you. She'll be so happy with your wife when you ring her. That Allahu Akbar, I'm so happy that I'm speaking to my husband. So when a person loves Allah, then he's so happy when he remembers Allah. That Allah, take me out of the dunya, my business, my wife, children, kharafat and loss. Allah, I'm so grateful to you that I'm remembering you. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala give us true love, genuine love. These few points that have come into my mind, I've presented to you. They're very beneficial words, alhamdulillah. If we become those who do amal on this, then the path will open up for us, inshallah.
سلم تسليما دائما ابدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وحصلنا وجدنا عملنا كل صالح عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما سرت وما علمت وما استفدت وما تعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت لا اله الا انت سبحانك ان كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا الإيمان وثبتنا الإيمان وأكشف يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم نسلك صحة في إيمان الإيمان في حسن خلق نجات يتبع رحمة منك وعافية ومغفرة تدعونا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.